Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I think we can talk about it. I think so. I think we'll be fine. Everybody laughed. The biggest jerk on the planet. We've got a friend that was out at like one of those holiday markets.
Yeah.
Holiday shop, you know, various crafts, homemade items. And we've been stumped for my mom this year. She's been really difficult to buy for. So this friend was at the craft fair and she shot Knick Knack some pictures of this really great booth where a woman makes handmade purses, some really unique, incredible looking purses. And she shot Knick Knack one. She's like, what do you think of this purse? Do you think Jeremy's mom would like this? And we looked at it. Knick Knack showed it to me. I was like, you know what? That's perfect. And it's, you know, like an original.
Yeah.
You can't just wander in the store and get this. Knick Knack fired back a message that said, yes, please pick that up for Jeremy's mom. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Really appreciate it. Very kind of you.
Nice.
Very unique gift. A couple days ago, a friend shows up at our house with a bag. In the bag, three purses. And she proceeds to pull them out. Knick Knack thought she was coming over with the purse.
Yeah.
Pulls the purses out of the bag. None of the purses are the ones that she took a picture of and shot to Knick Knack. Three completely different purses. And she's like, which one do you think Jeremy's mom would like?
Oh.
You could see Knick Knack fuming. You could just tell. She was like, what the frick? She's like, well, where's the one that you sent me the picture of? I said, yes, get that for my mother-in-law. The friend goes, well, the more I looked at it, I just went ahead and kept it.
No. For herself?
Oh, that's a bad friend.
She kept the purse.
No.
I've never seen my wife so mad. This is not the first time the friends kind of burned her a little bit. And now this with, yes, that's the one. Pick it up. It's unique. Great price. The friend kept the purse, brought three different purses over, and said, hey, which one do you think Jeremy's mom would like?
Oh, no.
And not once, and I'm in there during this conversation, not once did the friend like go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'll bring it, you know, because Nicole's like, well, that's the one I wanted. Where is it? You know, there was a little brief back and forth. Not once did the friend say, oh, I'll just bring it then. If you want it that bad, I'll just bring it back. Don't worry about it. I just kind of liked it. So the friend starts talking to our kids. I'm in the other room. I go into the kitchen. Nicole comes in. She shows me the text back and forth with this friend. She's like, am I crazy? I'm like, no, you're not crazy. And I go, it's funny that she's not offering to bring it back.
Yeah.
I go, you know why? I was like, she's already used it.
Yeah, that's it.
She's already used this purse. She's popped the tags off. She's filled it full of her chapstick and used Kleenexes. And
probably got a stain on it. Like,
she's like, she's used it. I guarantee you she's used it. So anyway, Nicole is pretty frustrated, wound up. Fast forward to a couple days later, this friend shows up at a event that we were at with the kids. And guess what?
She's
she comes walking into the event with that purse.
No!
Come on.
Wearing it and using it.
I know.
Like clutching my pearls.
Could you be a bigger jerk?
What?
What a jerk move, right?
That's rubbing it in your face.
And I just looked at that purse, and I looked at Nicole, and she made eye contact with me. And it's one of those moments where you know what each other is thinking. And I was like, what a turd bucket this person is.
That's it. That's a nice way to put it, too.
If I had done that to somebody, and they were pissed at me, and I realized it, there's not a chance in hell I would ever use that purse around that person ever. I would keep it to myself and never be around that person with the purse. What a punk,
like,
right?
This is almost rubbing salt on the wound.
Well, she just flaunts it right in front of you.
Exactly. I mean, what a mean thing to do. So what are you going to get this friend for Christmas?
I hate her.
I know, right? Like, we don't like her. We're going to get her, Cole.
I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like this friendship is going to quickly fizzle out after the holidays. I really, really do.
I don't blame
you. But I was like, man, I got to talk about that on the air. Just because the cojones of some people. Sometimes.
And that's the thing,
just
too.
Just to be blatant a-holes.
If I could just point out that your wife is one of the sweetest, nicest people I think I've ever met.
Yeah, like, she's all right.
Well, no, she's really nice. The last, I don't ever want to make
sweet,
her
very
sad.
Kind, so. Very never, thoughtful.
I don't ever want to make Knick Knack upset.
No.
Like, the fact that she went out of her way to upset her twice not once, but twice, on purpose.
That's horrendous. Oh,
that I love Diane's message. That friend, what a little snot. Unfriend. We're thinking about it,
That's
Diane.
That's it, Diane.
We are definitely thinking about it. But I was like, I got to bring attention to this on the air. Don't be an a-hole, especially this time of year, you
know? Just a season for giving.
I can't even tell you. Like, we were like at a band concert. I wanted to grab that person, just throw it out into the gym. I just want to toss it out into the gym.
Right into the oboes.
Right into the oboes, Katie.
The tubas.
My God. Anyway, Robert, yo!
Yo!
I know, right, buddy?
It's messed up.
What a punk. Anyway, happy holidays, everybody.